Continuing with our preparation from Hajj and extracts from the book Hajj by Ali Shariati. We looked at the sacrifice yesterday, the Qurbani, and now we come to the Eid. Everything is coming to an end. In Mina, behind the wall of Mecca, the Hajj has ended. It is a time now for ideology and a time for action. The 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, the Eid of sacrifice. The Hajj has come to an end, but you must stay in Mina for the 11th and the 12th. It is forbidden to leave Mina. Why? Why should a million human beings stay behind the gate of this town and in this dry valley? To sit and meditate on the Hajj. We should sit and discuss our pains, needs, difficulties and ideals with our fellow sympathizers, fellow sufferers, fellow companions who have gathered here from all parts of the world with the warmth of the same love, having been illuminated with the same Iman. All of us. Muslims of the world should study the world of Islam in their contemporary age, plan and discuss their common dangers, find solutions. They should prepare a plan for a worldwide plan against efforts of dispersion, blind prejudice, black waves of propagation, superstitions which nourish ignorance, poisonous sprays of the feeling of revenge, secularism, innovation, deviated tendencies, religious inventions. Oh, all these should aim at achieving Islamic goals, human ideals. It is a three-day forced pause of a million representatives of Muslims of the world behind the wall of Makkah and Mina. In this mountainous valley where there is nothing special to see, nothing to do, no bazaar, no business, no park, no recreation, not even a habitable place to live in, nothing. And here you're free. The Hajj frees everyone from ties and attachments to individual life. It terminates. And yet in such a land and at such a time, more than a million Muslims throughout the world must not end the Hajj without thinking about each other, or be dispersed through the earth and creep into the shell of their individual and daily lives. During these days, develop an intellectual and scientific conference free for all to participate in. Hold a great social and international congress, because it is here that all signs, grades, colors and distances have been thrown into miqat. Here all are one existence, human being. All have one characteristic, haji. And that is all. Sit together, meditate together. Give answer to the constant and important question, what should be done in society? And even before that, sit and meditate in congregation. What have you done on the Hajj? Recognize the trinity of idols. They're three idols. They're the three secret negative phases, which in this present greater Hajj are positively symbolized by Arafah, Mashhar, and Mina. The first idol opposes knowledge, Arafah. The middle idol, consciousness, Mashhar. And the last, love and faith, Mina. They negate and metamorphosize the message of truth by relying on the human being's strongest attachments, which are the greatest points of weakness and the stumbling blocks in causing their fall. They paralyze them, prevent them from moving towards perfection and doing what is right. And now the pause in Mina has ended. The Hajj is being completed behind the walls of Mecca. You have another tawaf and endeavor left. It is said that you can perform this until the end of the Dhul-Hijjah, whenever you desire and even if necessary. Perform it soon after. The Hajj is ended. The Hajj was all of this. Live like Abraham, and in your own age be the architect of the Kaaba of Iman. Move your people out from the stagnant swamp of life, from the dead-like living, from the quiet sleep of the abasement of tyranny, from the darkness of ignorance. Give them direction. Call them to the Hajj. Do tawaf. Make your land a sacred area, for you are in the sacred area. Make your age a sacred time, for you are in the sacred time. Make the earth into a sacred mosque, for you are in the Masjidul Haram. For the earth is God's mosque, and you see that. It is not. Inshallah, tomorrow we will look at an overview of all the rituals of Hajj.